And really, if the doors open at 8 or 9 o'clock, there should be people on the ice then. If I heard Eric right, Eric, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you said, hey, the city wants, the Cheyenne Ice and Event Center to pay for itself. They're tired of subsidizing it.
No, correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah, again, and that's something that the mayor put in that, at least that infamous news article, at least from her actual comments of saying, yeah, we don't want to subsidize. We want to alleviate the taxpayers to not have to put this burden on them, so to speak, anymore.
Well, okay, so let's our other rec facilities, do they do they get subsidized? Does the pool pay for itself? Do the golf courses pay for itself? Does Powers Field pay for itself? I mean, that's the thing you need to, you comparing apples to pork chops again.
Well, the Civic Center, does it pay? It wasn't paying for itself back in the day.
Yeah.
But again, we're not going to sit here and just, I don't want to throw stones at this. What I want to do is somehow, some way, bring the two sides together.
Yeah, Larry, and that's exactly, and I agree wholeheartedly with you. I mean, we are in a very sensitive negotiation series or time right now, a time frame, and we're working as fast as we can to get things back to where Eric can take them to Cheyenne Events and Leisure. I'm sorry, I really don't know the name. The old Parks and Rec, where he can take them there and do his thing where he thinks, goes, what can we do? Eric and Mayor Orr have, in the last week, have worked with us. They have worked with us on, the last couple weeks, they've worked with us. We had a specific sit-down, face-to-face meeting, and they are attempting to try to find solutions to keep the Stampede here. And as I explained to you off-air earlier, it's kind of a pitchfork here. We've got, that takes care of one tine. We've got a couple more tines, which is, getting some financial backing in, and that coming back, selling, pre-selling season tickets and other sponsorships, that sounds like, the advertising sounds like it's coming back. We need to keep our beer concession there.
Yeah.
And all that, and Eric didn't allude to this, but if I have 250, 350, if we're winning 750, I mean, we've had several nights of that. Mm-hmm. When we're winning and have that type going, and I go back to 3-year-old records of when we weren't, lagging behind, that means they're going to buy more beer. You're going to buy more merchandise. You're going to want a sponsor. And it's all an effect of how's the team doing? How's the coach doing out there on, after the games? Is he glad-handing? Is he going to business? Is he going to business after hours, cocktail parties? We've hosted a couple things at the Elks Club. And, hey, how many are showing up? Is the coach showing up, pressing the flesh? Making those people feel like they are wanted and needed. They are. They're wanted. They're needed.
It's everything that is intertwined, where, again, if the Stampede, in order for them to be successful, hey, we need butts and seats. We need that financial backing to at least get that opportunity, again, get that coaching in, get those prospects in, be a better team. And, again, working with the city to at least help out the Stampede, be fair enough for them to at least say, all right, hey, we are not the L.A. Dodgers here. We do not have billions to kind of at least alleviate these costs to help you out, City of Cheyenne, but please help us as much as you can. Again, something that we talked about, I was blunt with Eric about it, saying, hey, obviously you can't go if you're the city and say, hey, here's that ice time for free. That'd be nice, but they just can't do that. But, again, from our understanding, just kind of the recap as we're getting close to the top of the hour, everything cogs together. It all meshes well together where Stampede need to be successful. In order, we need fans out there. Now, want to go at least really quickly back to you, Mark, about that for season tickets and, again, to get those fans out there, and again, to put up or shut up, at least here at this moment in time where fans need to Stampede.
I think it's a little rough. Pony up to the bar.
Pony up to the bar. Either way, though, again, where they need to show financial or at least some support for the Cheyenne Stampede, and we'll start with those season tickets. If folks want to get on board right now, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, right now, I'm always waiting for programmers. You've got computer programmers. They don't just get it done right now. It's the they're built.
I could do it for a nice fee.
Yeah, okay. So are they are doing it for a nice fee too. And it's a complicated program. It's actually coding that, you know, it's not just something you're throwing up because we're taking payment plans and et cetera. So right now, for the immediate future, you're going to have to send me an email. You know, it's gm@CheyenneStampede.com. Let me know, and as soon as the system is live and running, which we hope will be, it's due by the end of next week is when it's due. So we still, you know, we're wasting a week here, but that's kind of where we're at to get in line to get this going. So, you know, if that happens, and that gives us, you know, 3-4 weeks to make a decision, if it looks like we can get the crystal ball out and it, and the clouds clearing inside of it, and we can see
you can see the vision of the future.
If we can see the road, if we can see the road signs, we'll go ahead and go.
But can you see the forest through the trees, though?
We see the forest through the trees?
Let's be really nice.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, so again, I mean, there is possible compromise. Gee, that would be something that hasn't been used in a long time, the word compromise. Each side's going to have to give a little bit, and I'm thinking that we're close.
I feel we're real close. I mean, I'm feeling we're closer than we were at the end of the year, you know, because it just wasn't working for us. You know, it's we're close to working on something where we could survive with some financial backing. But everybody's got to seem to understand it's that financial piece that's the biggie. The team can come back. The ice fees that Eric has recommended, they're great. I mean, well, they're not great, but
they're workable.
Yeah. Eric, don't take that as a, you know, kudo yet. They're workable, but we need the financial piece. As I said at the top of the show, the business model, the business plan for junior hockey has changed so drastically that it doesn't work like it did when I first started this 7-8 seasons ago. Actually, 8 years ago when I first started this.
No different than the radio business.
Again, you gotta evolve. You gotta at least move with the times. And again, it does come with changes. It comes with financial at least issues and at least tough going about it. But you know, it is where it is. And right now for the city of Cheyenne, again for the Stampede, you know, all hands are on deck right now to at least get Stampede hockey going, at least coming up this season once again over at the ice at events that are again do want to pass along once again at least for more information or at least to get in contact with you, Mark, if they are interested, those whether it's corporate, you know, folks, anything at all who want to show financial backing or some way to support the Cheyenne Stampede, again, gm@CheyenneStampede.com.
Just order season tickets.
Yeah, or, you know, tell me you want 4 season tickets. We've got 4 or 5 companies, which we talked off air about, that have graciously said, hey, we'll give you up to $5,000. You know, there's folks in Cheyenne that realize of all the things we've done and all the community service we've done. We're not going to be here. We're not going to be here if we can't get that spun off.
Again, with those season tickets, you're able to do payment plans as well. Again, not front up cash right then. Again, you are able to work with folks who, again, can put up at least a payment plan.
Yeah, the idea, Nick, was we'd go a $50 commitment, you know, and that, quite frankly, that's a non-refundable commitment. Okay,
even he can afford $50.
Yeah, if we pull the plug, we're gonna give you that $50 back. You can't pull the plug.
But I'm just saying $50 though. I mean, this guy over here complains about money. He can afford that.
Could get the $50 out, and we'll put K Ray down for you know 4 or 5 tickets. So. But the thing is
you lost me after non-refundable.
Yeah, there we go. I figured that'd get clear. But you pay a $50 deposit, and then the way this is set to go, and this is why the programming is taking a little longer. June 1, you'll have a third payment. Another third will be due July 1. Another third will be due August 1 or August 15, whatever the date, you know, roughly a month apart on the dates. And I mean, if we're looking good, we're going forward. But we still need, you know, we need to sell a pile of those. You know, we need. Yeah, it's got to be over 100 season tickets. And with our boosters that we have right now, I could just give it to Larry or you, Nick, and I know you guys could go peddle 2 tickets right now. You know some business you could go to and say, "Hey, George, buy a couple tickets, help keep the Stampede here in Cheyenne." And most likely George is going to go, "Oh, well, yeah, you and I have been great friends, Larry, and we're going to do it." Yeah, so that's kind of the thought process behind it is you've seen the SOS emblem show up. Yeah, mm-hmm. They're going to get a nice sponsor emblem for their door. And of course, we're going to announce them as, you know, as sponsors, as helpers of the Stampede. That's about all we can do except because we don't want to give away the farm.
Right.
Yeah. And so we hope that our billets, our boosters, our fans that want to go do that can do that, but we also need some companies in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Laramie County to come up like 4 or 5 others have already and says, "Yeah, I can give you $3,000. I can give you $4,000 for next year's season." Now, we're not collecting on that right now, but they are commitments. So,
and you know, the more the merrier. So, but again, what we're trying to do here, obviously, at our program is, A, get you more infused to keep this program alive and well in Cheyenne. Last time you were here, it was like, you know, you lost your best friend. Well, now it's the city wants to work with you somewhat. You want to work with the city because this could be a good marriage. And again, like we said, we use the word dead ice time. Hey, you're providing a cash influx to the city that would just sit there and be frozen ice, basically.
They may sell it to a user group here, you know, every once in a while. But ours is guaranteed. It's coming in.
That's a half year. If we can say that, they're going to use the bumper cars out there or anything again. Who knows if that's even going to happen.
So the way I kind of look at this is, you know, the Stampede, you know, a couple, 3 weeks ago, they were in ICU on life support. Yeah, we were hooked up every tube we were in there. So we're still at ICU, but I think we're ICU stable. We've been taken off life support. We're okay, and no one's pulled the plug on us yet.
And more help is needed. Again, GM@CheyenneStampede.com. Get on that, and let's get this done. And to the city of Cheyenne, let's get this all done as well, too, and have everybody walking the straight path. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with more after these words on 1480 KRA.